9 flights alleged to have carried military weapons destined for Israel passed through Irish sovereign airspace since the war in Gaza began. That's what a government investigation has found, as reporters in the Irish Times lead story. Conor Gallagher writes that the Department of Transport launched the inquiry earlier this month following a series of reports on an online news site, The Ditch. The Ditch had reported that many tons of munitions, including missile parts, rifle ammunition and tear gas canisters, had been transported from the United States to Israel after passing over Ireland, and named the International Air Cargo Company alleged to have carried them. It was also reported that a second airline carried military goods, including fighter jet parts, through Irish airspace. In another war story on its front page, The Times carries a photograph of the former member of the Irish Defence Forces Army Ranger Wing, who the paper says was fatally wounded while fighting for Ukraine against Russia last week. The soldier's death is the lead story for the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star. "Hero slain in combat," says the Star headline. A large photograph of the President, Michael D. Higgins, is on the Irish Independence front page, over a report that he has accused the Israeli embassy in Ireland of leaking a letter he wrote congratulating the recently elected president of Iran. And he urged people to question why the letter was circulated and by whom. The embassy described the allegation as baseless. It's the main story for the Irish Daily Mail as well. Brian Mahan reports that the letter in question was first published by a London-based publication, The Jewish Chronicle, and drew criticism from Fine Gael TDs at the time. Asked by the Mail why he didn't tell reporters present who had leaked it, as he clearly knew, the president replied, "I do indeed. It was circulated from the Israeli embassy." The Irish Examiner reports that Europe's data centres are increasingly being hit by cyber attacks, most of them coming from hostile states. Cormac O'Keefe writes that the warning comes from the EU Agency for Cyber Security. These centres, of which there are more than 80 in Ireland, are an attractive target for attackers because of the wider reach of those affected, far beyond the service hit, the agency says. As O'Keefe notes, data centres facilitate everyday consumer activities such as online banking, watching Netflix, sending WhatsApp messages, buying airline tickets and listening to Spotify. The Independent leads with a report that the Minister for Finance and the Housing Minister are working on plans for two separate €250 rent tax credits to be announced on Budget Day. The Irish Sun reports that six people are facing a disciplinary process over the death of 16-year-old Aoife Johnson at University Hospital Limerick in 2022. Confirming the news, the Chief Executive of the Health Service Executive, Bernard Gloucester, told Ms. Johnson's family, "We can never tire of saying we failed Aoife. We failed her badly."